One of the greatest things about fiction is the way it takes you away from your own life and lets you experience adventures through the lives of the characters in the books, however different from you they may be. This week on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has a pile of new books that feature young female narrators. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. March has been a great month for girls in fiction. First up, the brand new Rabbit Cake by Annie Hartnett, which I recently enthused about in People magazine. Its heroine is a little girl named Elvis Babbitt, whose wonderful, brilliant mother has sleepwalked down to the river and drowned. Elvis's fifth-grade guidance counselor explains that the grief process takes 18 months, so she makes a calendar and puts it on the wall of her bedroom. All the Babbitts, including the dog, feel responsible for what happened. Her troubled older sister, Lizzie, who is also a problem sleepwalker and has recently broken the jaw of a schoolmate, may be more than her dad can handle right now. He's a former high school quarterback who owns a carpet store and is definitely floundering, having taken to wearing mom's old lipstick around the house. Elvis, meanwhile, is investigating the circumstances of her death. There's something about it that just feels wrong to her, some fact she's sure is missing. What bereaved person doesn't know this feeling?
Well, I think you should count yourself lucky if you haven't been touched by grief. And I can think of a lot of people who might want to read this book, myself included. So for the collection, it's more of the same, girl heroes.
Susan Perabo is one of my favorite writers, and it's impossible to talk about her without mentioning that she's in the Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame. As in all her books, there's a baseball player in her latest, The Fall of Lisa Bellow. The baseball player here is the older brother of Meredith Oliver, who happens to walk into a sub shop just in time for an armed robbery. Also in the store is Lisa Bellow, the biggest bitch in the middle school. When the robber takes Lisa with him but leaves Meredith lying on the floor, it's a lucky break. But it has fallout of its own. Also affected are Meredith's parents, Claire and Jack, who are dentists, and there's a dental scene in here that will shock you. Adding to the bounty of riches this month is The 12 Lives of Samuel Hawley by Hannah Tinty. After years on the run all over the U.S., semi-retired gangster Hawley and his teenage daughter Lou settle in her late mother's hometown on the Massachusetts coast. The story of their attempt to fit in eventually converges with the wild saga that explains each of the 12 bullet holes on Hawley's body. A shoot-'em-up, a coming-of-age, a love story, and a mystery, this book reminded me of the great Charles Portis novel, True Grit. And I'll finish with How to Start a Fire and Why by Jesse Ball. This is in the unsung hero department, a book nobody talked about last year, but I adored. 14-year-old Lucia Stanton, who's as great a character as any in John Green, is squatting in a garage with her elderly aunt after her father dies and her mother is sent to a mental institution. As the story begins, she's expelled from school for poking a guy in the neck with a pencil. With her tragic past, brilliant mind, and subversive potential, Lucia could be thought of as a young Lisbeth Salander, or a high IQ Katniss Everdeen, but with a better sense of humor. If you read it, let me know what you think.
You can send us an email. There's a link on our website. That's also where you can find information about these titles, links to Marian's reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.